Larson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says President Joe Biden will travel to Poland later this month ahead of the one-year anniversary of the start of the war in Ukraine, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A U.S. fighter jet shot down a mysterious high-altitude object that traveled into American airspace Friday, acting on orders from President Biden after it was determined that the object posed a potential threat to commercial aviation. At a briefing, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the object was not as big as the balloon from China.
It was much, much smaller than the spy balloon that we took down last Saturday. The way it was described to me was roughly the size of a small car.
According to the Pentagon, the object first moved into U.S. airspace late Thursday and was tracked by the U.S. Northern Command as it moved over the skies of northeastern Alaska, staying consistently at about 12,000 meters. U.S. officials said planes approached the object and determined that no human was in it before one of two F-22 fighter jets sent on an intercept course shot it from the skies with an AIM-9X Sidewinder missile. More on that story and everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Moldova's government has collapsed with pro-Western Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilita's resigning to a series of crises that have gripped the small nation since Russia invaded its neighbor Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Gavrilita has told a news conference, "The time has come for me to announce my resignation," saying no one expected her government, elected in the summer of 2021, would have to manage so many crises caused by Russian aggression in Ukraine. The premiership has been marked by a long string of problems, including an acute energy crisis, skyrocketing inflation, and several troublesome incidents linked to the war. A new government will be nominated by President Maia Sandu to be approved by Moldova's 101-seat parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Florida's legislature on Friday voted to expand Governor Ron DeSantis' ability to relocate migrants. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Florida's legislature on Friday voted to expand Governor Ron DeSantis' controversial effort to relocate migrants anywhere in the United States and bolster his election police force, backing some of the Republicans' top priorities ahead of a widely anticipated 2024 White House campaign. Last year, DeSantis used taxpayer money to fly dozens of South American migrants from Texas to the wealthy enclave of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, saying he was responding to the federal government's failed immigration policies.
That's writers Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said several Russian missiles had flown over Moldova and NATO member Romania on Friday, and they were a challenge to the military alliance and collective security.
Ворог сьогодні запустив щонайменше 70 ракет.
He said this proves once again that terror does not and will not understand any boundaries, that defending Ukraine is defending all of Europe and the whole world, every country that wants to live. Today's missiles are a challenge to NATO and collective security. This is terror and must be stopped. Russia unleashed a new wave of missile strikes on energy infrastructure across Ukraine on Friday, causing emergency power outages for millions of people and prompting new calls by Kyiv for Western arms. A Nicaraguan court sentenced Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez to more than a 26-year prison term on Friday, a day after the cleric and critic of President Daniel Ortega declined to be expelled to the United States as part of a prisoner release. And the United Nations Security Council will next week discuss if it will allow the UN to deliver aid to rebel-held northwest Syria through more than one Turkish border crossing following Monday's devastating earthquake. Marissa